Johnny McArdle joins us. Kip Keter, who's third up.
Probably better drawn a little wider like he is today. He should run a nice race.
Who's your best, Johnny?
Kip Keter, I would have thought.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Here's Kip Keter. Here's Mott again. Kip Keter, home it goes.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. It's Kennedy Oaks Day. There's also racing today at racing.com Park Pakenham, where we have the rail out 3 metres the entire circuit. The track condition is a soft 6, and the penetrometer is a 6.5 out at Pakenham. So that's what's happening there in the secondary meeting today. But all eyes certainly will be on Flemington for day 3 of the Carnival, Whitey, and you have grass to speak of.
I have. One of my favourite people, Liam O'Keefe, joins us this morning. Liam, good morning.
Morning, Whitey.
It's been a tough week for you, and the weather doesn't look great today or Saturday. What are we looking at the moment, and what do you think it'll play out like today?
Yeah, so the track's currently good four. They're going to 10.5, and this year is 11.3. So certainly in the good range, and we've had a couple of good drying days. So we needed that off the back of a wet start to the week, and then a few showers forecast for today.
Okay, so you'd be pretty happy with what you've got, considering what you've had to put up with this week.
Yeah, definitely. It was good to have that fine day, cup day. The track gradually improved as the day progressed and it raced well. And then they are forecasting some showers, mainly in the afternoon. So we might sort of see some shower activity around the first race.
Okay. Now, you said to me on Tuesday that just because of the nature of the rain and whatever else, that they were sort of getting into the surface on the rail. So obviously out in pretty fresh ground, you're happy with where it is at that point?
Yeah, that's right. So naturally with the wet weather during the day on Saturday, the horses got their toe into the ground. So with our rail moves, that's covered the majority of the wear and tear around the home turn, and then there's just even wear across the straight. So, it's fresh ground right around that home turn. It should hold up well.
Fantastic, Liam. Thanks for that. We'll catch you again soon.
Thanks, gents.
Good stuff, Liam O'Keefe. They're on a good four at this stage.
That's
good drying day yesterday with the wind.
Oh, yeah.
Very windy yesterday.
Last night.
The rail out 6. Today at Flemington for day 3. Fresh ground. I saw the video he posted yesterday. It was good. Pat Carey has a couple of runners today at headquarters, kicking off with a ripper in the first. Pat, good morning.
Morning, Adam. Good morning, Daniel.
Great to have you with us. So race 1, number 8 is your first one. Impey, who is a red-hot favourite over the 1,800 metres. Kieran McAvoy in the saddle. Are you as bullish as the bookies?
I'm never bullish. But he looks well-placed. In that race.
Righto. Right. What would you do from barrier 6? Where would you select to see him in the run?
He's got a pretty sort of high cruising speed about him. He enjoys a fairly good tempo. I suspect he'll be right there.
Righto. That's a good enough push for me. Race 1, number 8. Then you've got race 9, number 16. You've top and tailed the program. Got to wait a while, Pat. Annie's Missile out of barrier 11, who won last start at Mornington and won the maiden. Can you step up and go back to back at the Red Roses Stakes?
Late finish, isn't it? 6:30. bring me pyjamas. Hasn't done much wrong in 3 starts. I thought she was pretty soft winning the other day, and she's had one run for experience down the straight and went quite well behind a handy filly. I suspect she would be back towards the tail. I'm hoping she can run on strong and run well. I mean, it's a good reward for fillies if they can run well in this race.
Well, hopefully she does for you, but race 1, number 8, your best today.
No doubt.
Looking forward to it. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Take your jammers. Pat Carey there at Flemington today, race 1, number 8.
We haven't got long before the news, but we want to get Rob Hickmon in just his best. Rob, you've got a couple in today, but if I had to narrow you down to one, what one would you like for us to be betting on today?
Yeah, look, it's probably the second horse is better odds. I think the odds with Bumper Blast is a little bit under for a horse that's just come off a maiden going to a 0-90. The horse is going well. Potentially a tricky draw, but Willow should be able to navigate somewhere near the lead and hopefully one off in the run. But the other horse is a very nice stayer in the making. But just dropping back 200 is the only concern, hence the blinkers going on. And just to help him stay sharp, this will be his last run before he goes to the paddock. But I'm sure he'll be finishing as hard or if not better than anything in the race.
Terrific, Rob. We'll have a bet on that. Race 7, number 7.
Good stuff, Rob. Picking up with 2 today as well. Good luck if you're getting involved on Oaks Day.